What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's talk a little bit about guns and gun rights, and specifically out in California, with the start of the new year. You cannot buy ammunition from anybody except from a holder of a federal firearms license, a gun dealer. Unfortunately, due to some kind of administrative mess up, the state has failed to issue any ammo vendor licenses. And so gun enthusiasts, sportsmen all over California are finding they can't buy ammunition. There are signs up on the window saying, we're sorry, you know, we're not allowed to sell the ammunition. And first of all, it is an abridgment of the Second Amendment, and I would like to see somebody challenge it. But again, it's another way of trying to track people and track where the ammunition is going. They're calling it Ammogeddon out there in California. Now, there are an estimated 6 million gun owners in California, and they're obviously very unhappy. I think overall, the trend, we keep seeing more and more restrictions on law-abiding gun owners. And again, it's like the government decides that they're going to take cars away from all of us because of a few drunk drivers. Now, that really doesn't make any sense. And of course, the gun grabbers will come back and say, well, cars have a use and a purpose. Guns have no purpose whatsoever. Yeah, they're fun. Put holes in paper. If necessary, you can hunt with them, or you can chase a criminal out of your home in an age where the average wait time for a 911 call runs 20 minutes. And I know because I'm one of those people. Many years ago when we were living in Southern California, I chased a thief out of our house with a legally owned firearm. I didn't even have to pull the trigger. That's what guns are useful for. All right, let's take another phone call here. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Control the ammo, you can control the guns. But I do think they dream of the day that they could take the cars away from us. I think in California right now they're fighting a tax per mile initiative, again, trying to, you know, track everywhere you go and tax by the mile. And, of course, the argument will be, well, you're already plugging in those modules to get the discount for the insurance or whatever, you know. And most of the new cars are being tracked, I think, already. OnStar-like tracking is in a lot of new cars, whether you activate it or not.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But I think the area is California is broke, and they're just looking for any other revenue-raising system they can come up with that the people won't rebel against. That tolerance factor is getting thinner and thinner. I understand Agenda 30 wants personal transportation to be outlawed and all of us to be dependent on public transport. The problem is the public transport doesn't really go all the places most people need to go. If anything, it's going to increase the urban density around those train stations.
Exactly. I think that's the plan. They want to push everybody into stack them and pack them, and wherever they can industrialize agriculture with robotics, they will, and just completely depopulate flyover country, since they'd like to get rid of us anyway. The flyover country is the ones that used the Electoral College to put Trump in, right? So we need to get rid of them.
could very well be.
I think they've been pushing for that for a long time. I've seen, you know, a lot of the stuff that gets foo-fooed around Agenda 21 and the UN Man in the Biosphere, but there's lots of communities that have been collapsing in the last 25 years, that's for sure. And I think they're trying to get rid of any independent media and local media that they can.
We definitely delayed their plans. I mean, they've renamed Agenda 21 to Agenda 30. So
yeah,
we've pushed back the clock on that a little bit.
Disney depicted a lot of this high-speed rail stuff the Hunger Games and the Zootopia. Even the cartoons have high-speed rail in it and, you know, approved population centers. And Rail
systems are not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, when I was working in Europe, I took trains everywhere that I went. The public transportation system down in Sydney, Australia is absolutely great. New York, same thing. If it's carefully designed and well-maintained, it can be very, very useful. The problem is that, again, it forces everybody to be living near those train stations in order to work and live.
And you look at the long-range planning.
Population density.
Look at the proposed long-range planning on a high-speed rail. You'll see where they want to depopulate the flyover country because there's going to be huge swaths of the country. There's not going to be high-speed rail. There's proposed roadless areas and on. You know, there's even proposals to take the locks off of the Ohio River, you know. So they've been, you know, the war on coal has caused a lot of people to be laid off in the barge industry that ships a lot of stuff upriver. Rand Paul last fall said we were actually importing coal, which makes no sense, unless they're using basically slave labor. But he didn't agree with me. I said there is no war on coal because there's no slowdown in the amount of exports that's going to China from the Powder River Basin. In fact, it's four times bigger than the entire state of West Virginia. So, and that's been going on since 2011. Now, granted, they can put 33 tons of coal on a train for 1 hour of labor in that Powder River Basin, whereas over here in the Eastern Plateau coal, it takes about 3 hours of labor, or let's see, one ton is, I think, it's crazy the difference. I think 3 hours of labor for every ton that goes on the train versus, 33 tons for every hour of labor. So it's no wonder they want to get rid of Eastern coal. Anyway, they're depopulating us. That's the way it looks.
Okay, well, according to our screener, you also wanted to talk about net neutrality in the Internet.
Well, that's what I originally, from some of the critics I've been reading about his statements, he doesn't even really understand how the Internet works. It's like he's trying to make it into a channel selector, and you select from the approved channels that, you know, are anybody else has to pay to get their... that can't afford to get their sites to load is going to be sitting there with it. And I've seen this happen where a Wi-Fi will tell you the server is taking too long to respond, and so it kicks you back to the service provider's homepage.
Yes.
And that's already going on. That's already been going on for a couple of years.
Well, yeah, it has. And the corporate media has made no secret of the fact that they want the Internet turned into just another content delivery system. It's going to have a lot more buttons and a lot more whiz-bang to it. But they figure that anytime somebody is out there reading a web page they don't own, that's money lost. And so, the independent media is very much under attack right now. They want us to go away. First and foremost, because we're draining away potentially paying customers from them. And secondly, we're calling them on their lies and deceptions, like happened to that reporter with the video supposedly of Iran that actually came from Bahrain.
Well, they're editing net neutrality now, it looks like, to try to avoid less defensible legal arguments because they know there's lawsuits coming. So
yes, there are lawsuits coming. They need to learn the lesson of the Civil Aeronautics Board, which used to be the regulatory agency that ran the airlines, and then there was another one that was in charge of running the railroads. And when they were basically thrown out, both areas improved. Competition increased, prices went down, service went up. And a lot of people are saying it's time for the FCC to do exactly the same things, just go away. Because anytime the government gets involved with managing these infrastructure technology, things get worse. Things really do get worse.
Have you seen any of the pictures of the agile 5G nodes that they're putting up on light poles all across places, big cities like Houston, I guess, are the showcase. There's like four major urban areas. It's going to be years before they can get it all implemented, but it looks like these things will be the backbone for also a white space Wi-Fi where they can grab any unused spectrum and squat on it, basically. And there won't be any, once this shakedown with digital television finishes, all the rest of the spectrum is going to go to Part 15 unlicensed devices, where the FCC may not have any jurisdiction. So in a sense, what you're saying will happen anyway, but the only people that's going to be able to afford to squat on all that spectrum is mega corporations, like the mega communications entities, be it telephone.
Well, the other reason for this big push into wireless is because the internet has grown so big. I mean, and a lot of it's already fiber optic cable. They're literally running out of metal for wire, and it's making it more expensive because metal wires in the ground or even in the air, they age, they corrode, they have to be replaced. Fiber optic cables don't corrode, but they can break. And so the idea is to have this shared Wi-Fi network that serves more people with less resources.
That's the idea, but I think it also quashes just about anything that's not approved of, and they'll just be able to squat on frequencies that could be licensed to independent local broadcasters. You'll have to depend on whoever the major service providers are to and pay for your website to load into anybody that looks at it.
Well, unfortunately, small independent broadcasters, I mean, you're talking the Part 15, don't really have that much range and reach. My show is carried on a lot of Part 15 stations out there. I don't know how many, but it keeps getting back to me that's going on. But again, the corporate media, they want media to be consolidated and all under their ownership. And again, when I was young, there were laws that said, no, media has to be kept broken up to keep it competitive, to provide a diversity of opinion. And over the last 15, 20 years, all of that's gone away. And now we have these mega corporations that basically are trying to control everything that you see, hear, and read.
The editorial policy of the 90% of what the people think is generally controlled by less than 600 people now, executive-wise, five or six corporations, and that has completely flip-flopped since 1980.
Yes.
From what I've seen on charts, there used to be something like 50 different news agencies and corporations that could reach and tell 90% of the public what to think and what's important and what to talk about over the water cooler. Now it's down to five or six, depending on how you break it up, and they want to consolidate further. So,
and all of them are serving the interests of their corporate owners as well as the government.
And a lot of people don't realize
about collusion between.
You are the product. You're the eyeballs and ears that they are selling. So they're not interested in all they're interested in is titillating and holding your attention between commercials. You're the product. You're the battery that powers their matrix. And people don't realize that.
Right.
They think of themselves as customers. They think of themselves as customers. They're not. But a lot of cable companies now are not even. When customers cancel their cable subscription in a lot of big urban areas now, the service drop is left in place. And so there's still some free channels and stuff they're advertising for people to, get packages and things like that. And a lot of people don't realize that they don't have to pay for cable in some cases. And I'm sure there's going to be some internet enterprising people that'll figure out a way to decode their encryption that they've got on the channel, so you don't need their special box that phones home everything you're watching, because they want to know. There's not going to be any untracked inputs and outputs of any human resources in the future if they can help it. That way they can do their predictive modeling and adjust their manipulations by what goes in and what comes out. So at some point there's not going to be any one-way antenna television, I think. They want to get rid of it. Or radio.
Digital TV has not worked out too well. Over-the-air digital TV hasn't worked out all that well in Hawaii.
It needs investigated. It needs investigated because the system that's going to now was begged for by Sinclair Broadcasting 20 years ago, and they could not get anybody to cooperate with them, and they put Zenith and Sinclair Broadcasting in a box together and said, you guys work it out. And the system that they're going to now would have worked 20 years ago. I think there had to have been some inside telecom influence to push toward this Zenith system that failed so miserably. The new system is going to be a mobile, and it's already been demonstrated. You can watch your tablet as you're driving down the road on the bus. You know, as you're riding down the road on the commuter train, you can watch your local news on your tablet live.
Yes.
And in the back of a semi-truck is when they first demonstrated this like a year or two ago in Portland. You can drive around the back of a semi-truck and watch your TV. But they had this system 20 years ago, and they wouldn't let them do it. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the call. Thanks a lot for all the information about what's going on with the coal mines. And, yeah, it is kind of funny that we're importing coal at one part of the country and exporting it at another, rather than just domestically producing and domestically consuming. And you need to remember, coal was a big part of that stink over the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument that Bill Clinton declared, and Donald Trump recently shaved part of it off because it was a source of low-sulfur coal, and it was pledged to finance Utah's education system. So Bill Clinton actually broke Utah's statehood agreement when he did that. But again, a big reason for all these national monuments is to basically take our public lands and sequester them away with their mineral resources to pledge as collateral on government borrowing. So it shows just how bad things are in this country. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, over in Kansas, there was a horrible tragedy involving swatting. And if you don't know what the term means, it's a prank or a hoax where you call the police pretending to be witness to a horrific crime in a home, and the police respond basically thinking they're going into an armed situation. And there was this hoax emergency call, and the police showed up, and the man of the house opened the door and was fatally shot by the police. And now the family of the victim wants the police officer who killed him criminally charged for his death. Now, we know what we'll get from the police administration and the local government. It's in line with policy, blah, blah, blah. But right now, police in this country are killing more people than the terrorists are. And it has indeed gotten completely out of control. And somebody needs to remind the police, you check your target. You check your target before you pull that trigger. And we can't have a just system where the police can just make a mistake like that, shoot first and ask questions later, and nothing happens to them. Now, obviously, the person who placed the hoax phone call is culpable in all of this. And I find it rather interesting that in this age of phones that transmit your location and number, that they're not able to find these perpetrators. Maybe they used a payphone or something. But that is an issue. And unfortunately, it's something that does seem to happen a lot. You have to wonder, what's going on with our population, our society, our civilization, where this kind of behavior seems to be becoming commonplace? And it does seem like in that rush for ink and paper, we've lost all the good qualities that used to define what it was to be an American. Kindness, generosity, altruism, courtesy, respect. Respect for others, respect for yourself. It all seems to be fading away. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to take a few minutes here to talk about this issue about banning coal or banning oil or banning gas. And in the good old days, when technology would change, the technology would be developed and presented and shown to be advantageous, like the automobile over the horse. People would want to go through that change, and you would see the end of one epoch and the beginning of the next. Unfortunately, today we're in a situation where those who think they've got a good idea want to force it on people rather than make it attractive. And the biggest argument I have with the global warming cultists who go after oil and gas is they have not presented an evolved, developed technology that is an attractive replacement. Because they say, let's get rid of oil and gas and something will come along. Doesn't really work that way. And so it shows a certain lack of forethought. And basically, they get caught up in the slogans, the jingles, the jargon. And they say, I'm against human-caused global warming, and we've got to get rid of gasoline-powered cars. Okay, make something that's attractive to us. Electric cars are starting to get there now that they can get the charging times down. But where do you get the electricity? And all those people who are driving around in electric cars thinking that they're good for the environment don't realize the electricity in that battery was generated, most likely, in an oil-fired power plant or a nuclear reactor. There's only so much hydroelectric you can have in a country, and the U.S. has pretty much maxed it out. All right, let's talk about computers and technology and all that good kind of fun stuff. Apparently, the computer system operated by the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol failed late Monday night all across the United States on one of the busiest travel nights of the holiday season. We're talking people who at the end of New Year's Day were trying to get home and they couldn't get through border control. Obviously, domestic flights were not impacted. But it did result in horrendous lines at all the international borders. Why do they not have a backup system? You know, the main one goes down, move a couple of cables over, fire up the backup. When you look at how much damage can be caused, how much confusion, anger, missed flights can be caused by that system going down, would almost make sense there'd be a backup. Look at everything NASA builds. There's always a backup system. All right, let's take another phone call. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, if there's demonstrations in Iran, the CIA's got their fingerprints all over it. They've done it before, 1953, you know that.
And, yes.
The trouble
and they tried
Iran,
again in 2009.
Right. And the trouble with Iran is that it is supporting Hezbollah, and despite what Israel says about Hezbollah being a terrorist organization, which it's not, Hezbollah is protecting the borders of sovereign countries like Lebanon and Syria. They're fighting ISIS in Syria, and that's one of the biggest thorns for Israel to go in and take over these countries, you know. They can't get to the water in southern Lebanon because they've been turned back twice by Hezbollah that are dug in defensive positions. And they can't get ISIS to take over, get rid of Assad because Hezbollah is fighting ISIS, along with the Russians, of course. And it's disrupting the whole plan to take Israel from the Nile to the Euphrates. So, you know, it all goes back to Iran supporting Hezbollah with, you know, finances. What are your thoughts?
Well, you're partly right. You've got quite a few of the reasons why Iran is now in everybody's crosshairs. But it also goes back to the fact that Iran is refusing to sell their oil only for the U.S. dollar, which the United States needs the petrodollar system to prop up foreign demand for U.S. dollars, because we don't really have much of anything else. Our manufacturing has declined in quantity and quality. Even our much vaunted weapon systems are turning out to be costly junk, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture. So from the point of view of the U.S. economic system, they have to get the world back to Bretton Woods. They have to get the rest of the world to agree to use that U.S. dollar for cross-border trade and banking. And that is a big part of all of these wars. Is to get them all back under the hegemonic domination of the U.S. dollar. And along with that, of course, is the fact that Iran is one of the few countries operating left on Earth that do not use private central banks for the creation of their public currency. And the Rothschilds and Warburgs would love to get their hands on Iran. They dream of an entire world that's enslaved to a private central bank, and they're dangerously close right now.
Exactly. This is Desert Music, Mike. I hate to cut you off, but I'm going to have to let you go. And thanks for the call.
All right. Well, I got to let you go, too, because we got another commercial break here. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go right back to the telephones here. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike. I thought it was kind of amusing. Your previous caller did the God let you go thing. It was sort of like a Seinfeldian, it's not you, it's me moment, you know?
Well, I had to let him go anyway because of the commercial break.
Yeah, we know it's a signal to the engineer anyway. So, I called about the Julian Assange. You've been talking about him earlier. And, you know, it seems to me that exoneration is one of the most dangerous things that could happen to him. You know, he walks outside that embassy, free or not, and he's very likely going to end up in a Seth Rich type position.
I'm sure that Julian Assange would take the appropriate precautions. All it takes is, driving a van without any windows into the embassy at some unscheduled time. He hops in. And they drive off to another undisclosed location where he heads off to where he was going to head off to. And I'll be very honest, I've never really decided if Assange is the real deal or if he was supposed to be a feed of propaganda onto the net. But it certainly does feel like he was being real with regard to the Democratic email. So maybe he, because of all the abuse he's suffered, he's trying to do the job the right way. But in any event, I think he's been stuck in that embassy for long enough, and it's time to show a little mercy here.
Yeah, we'll have to see this. Well, hopefully, I'd like to see him complete whatever it is, you know, he's doing in terms of these, you know, releasing of these various forms of documentation. You know, basically, if he could get whatever he has out there and get attention onto it and keep it from being destroyed so that it can be utilized for, you know, enforcement and setting things right, you know, like to see the man complete his mission. As it were, but that would be good.
Yeah, we'd all like to see that, and we'd all like to see all this information come on out, and the American people pay attention to it, which is why we ourselves in the independent media, we're covering these stories as well, and not just from Assange, but from multiple sources.
Right. You were talking about North Korea. I maintain that North Korea was, is, and will continue to be a red herring and, you know, a distractor from, you know, things like Iran, the things they want to do with Iran. And, you know, Iran's one of the nations on the list of the seven nations in 5 years that never came to pass. And about, you know, they want to reshape the Middle East according to the Eretz-Israel agenda and stuff like that. And North Korea isn't really necessary. And given the close proximity of Pyongyang and Seoul and the hundreds of thousands of people that would die in very short order if anything were to happen, I just don't think, you know, they can pull off. And I think it's great that Kim Jong-un opened the hotline back to South Korea. I'd much rather see them hammer things out, you know.
I'm in agreement with you. I mean, 5 years ago, they were talking reunification. The way, you know, Germany had reunified. And if there hadn't been all this outside interference, it probably would have happened by now.
Right. And, you know, there's even some off chance, I think, that, you know, if the top general, he's by whom he's surrounded constantly, you know, felt that his bellicose blustering were going to, you know, potentially could actually trigger something, it's conceivable that, you know, some of his own people might eventually just take him out because, you know, they've seen him kill family members over nothing, you know, a general falls asleep in a meeting and they kill him. You know,
I'm not sure how accurate those stories are, but one thing that we definitely know is those senior officers were growing up during the start of the Korean War, and they remember how badly North Korea suffered at the hands of the United States. So that is definitely going to color their thinking on this.
Right. You mentioned how there were fewer calls today. I think it's possible maybe people were maybe catching up on stuff left undone over the holidays and or...
Entirely possible. But I'm starting to get a lot of calls now, and that's good.
Okay,
that'll get us to
then.
The end of the show. All right, thanks.
I've got to let you go, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. I have noticed, though, I've got the Fox News feed going on in here. They've been pounding on North Korea all day long about what a bad person Kim Jong-un is and Donald Trump's bigger nuclear button and mine works. And as I said, it comes across as just a little childish. It really does. And Trump does not actually have a nuclear button he can push. Because of what's called the two-man rule. And U.S. nuclear policy is that the president alone cannot launch an unprovoked nuclear strike against another country. He must have the agreement of one other member of national command authority. And that's a very small group of 10 people, and they all have their little cards with the numbers on them that they have to basically give over the phone when they're doing the order. And so Trump by himself can't do it. He'd have to have one other maniac to go along with that. I think that the U.S. might consider North Korea getting in there with a war again as another distraction and to create a situation where China is no longer able to project as much power into the Western Pacific as it currently does. If you remember that brouhaha over the islands in the South China Sea, Obviously, the U.S. policy, they want to shove China back into China itself. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Chris in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Listen, could I read something to you about who trains the police here in America?
Please do.
It says it is no coincidence, right? It says it is no coincidence whatsoever that police brutality and outright murder has increased dramatically since the Israeli-American dual citizen Michael Chertoff, a son of an agent of Israeli Mossad, a co-author of a draconian Patriot Act, and the second director of Homeland Security during the Boy Bush administration, who insisted that U.S. police were to be trained, and that's in quotations, by Israeli in crowd control, counterterrorism, and intelligence gathering. And that's provided by Smoloco.com.
Yes, I've heard that a lot of private Israeli security companies are being hired to train the American police, and they're training the American police to treat Americans the way the IDF treats the Palestinians, and we've all seen how that works out.
Yeah. That's all I got. I just wanted to put that in.
Yeah, no, we're familiar with that as well, and that's definitely part of the problem. Another part of the problem is that police are very high per capita users of prescription antidepressants. And as we've all come to understand, those medications interfere with your impulse control. You're just going to go with your first impulse, which may be pull the trigger, can spark uncontrollable violence. And cops take a lot of those things. Anyway, Chris, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. And I got an update on that story about the swatting. It turns out they were able to locate the hoax caller. So to go on back here, basically on the 28th of December in Wichita, Kansas, a guy named Andrew Finch was basically shot at his door. And this was a hoax emergency phone call from a man who claimed to have shot dead his father and taken his family hostage and poured all kinds of gasoline all over his home, and he was going to burn it down. And apparently this was the result of an argument between two gamers playing Call of Duty online. Apparently the police are saying that the 28-year-old victim refused to keep his hands over his head and made a threatening move toward his belt, which is what they always say. But it turns out there was a 25-year-old from California, Tyler Barris, who made that phone call and started all of this ruckus. And boy, I hope they put him away for a very, very long time. That's a terrible thing to do to somebody. And I'm saying that because when I was a kid, we went through something similar. And this was back when SWAT teams were just starting to be the thing. And I had a friend who lived one block over from me, and his family was going through some serious difficulties involving domestic violence. And he fled the house, and he came to our house, and he said, "Can I call the police?" And he called the police, gave them his address, said that he was at our address, and somehow the police dispatcher swapped them. And we wound up having the SWAT team basically do a forcible entry into our home. And I want to tell you, that memory of my mother up against the wall with a shotgun at her throat has stayed vivid through all these years. So I know how traumatic that can be. Now, fortunately, no triggers were pulled. Police were a lot more restrained back then. But that is a horrible thing to do to somebody. Okay, getting on back into the computers. Story out of the Daily Mail. Your phone really is spying on you. And apparently they've discovered there are literally hundreds of Android apps that covertly use your handset's microphone to listen into your TV habits to be sold to marketing companies for ad targeting and analysis. Now, it's a rather benign use of this technology. I'm sure most of us would rather have ads for things we're actually interested in as opposed to ads for things we have no use for, and it's just a waste of broadcast time. But it would also be very nice if there was an option out on this. But apparently more than 250 games on the Google Play Store, some of which are for children, were found to use software that documents the TV advertisements and shows that you watch. Part of me is a little bit surprised at that, because I was always under the impression those cable boxes were reporting back every channel that you looked at. But I guess it's overkill. Apparently, the information is collected even when the apps are not actually running, which means they're using up your CPUs and your batteries. Now, there is a popular Chrome extension. It's got 105,000 users, and it's called Archive Poster. It's an extension that allows Tumblr users to reblog or report from other websites. It was found to be running CoinHive. And a lot of users reported significant spikes in their CPU usage. In other words, it's another clandestine cryptocurrency miner. It's malware. They're stealing your computer cycles to make themselves rich. There's a part of me that almost wants there to be a blowout of Bitcoin down to zero. Basically take away their ill-gotten gains. Now, there's another big story, and this one's a doozy. Apparently, there is a fundamental design flaw in Intel's processor chips that is forcing a significant redesign of the Linux and Windows kernels to defang the chip-level security bug. Apparently, every chip made by Intel, every processor over the last 10 years may have this. And the bad news is the patch to fix this is going to have a significant performance hit on those Intel processors. In some cases, as much as 30% slowdown, almost one-third slower. Now, that's a major goof. That is a major, major goof. And basically, this goof would allow malicious programs to read protected areas of a device's kernel memory. This is the memory dedicated to the most essential core components of the operating system and their interactions with the hardware. This is about as deep as you can get into the machine. And it could expose protected information like passwords. And this is hard-baked into the Intel x86-64 hardware. And it requires an operating system-level overwrite to patch on Windows, Linux, and Mac OS. And on some of those computers, some of the lower-end ones, the cheaper ones, the performance hit will be as high as 30%. Now, following on this news, AMD's stock has soared. Intel is going to be in trouble. And in fact, Intel's CEO just sold a lot of his own personal stock. So he can see the writing on the wall. All right, let's grab another phone call here. Philip in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. Yeah, since you're on Tech Talk, I've noticed something recently that's cropped up on my computer, my desktop here. You know how you get the little upside-down exclamation point that deals with cookies? That allows you to... It allows you to see the list of the cookies that are on that particular website that you're on. I noticed that it won't let me cull those. I click on it, and it'll briefly flash on, and then by the time I click on it to see what the cookies are, it goes away. And I didn't know if you...
Looks like somebody's trying to block you from seeing the cookies, but in any event, you can't delete a cookie that's on a website. You can only delete the cookies that are stored in your browser.
Okay, when it says it gives you the option to remove and delete, it says that if you don't refresh it, then after you choose the one that you don't want on there, it won't take to the system. So once it's in there, you just can't get rid of it, huh?
Well, that's not the way they're supposed to work. What browser are you using?
Using Chrome and Firefox and DuckDuckGo and, you know, a range of them.
Well, just as one example, in Chrome, when you go into Settings and you go down to Advanced, and then at the bottom of the next block, there is clear browsing data where you can go on in and just clear out all the cookies. And unfortunately, it doesn't allow you to be selective, and you might want to take a look online to see if there is a way to selectively edit cookies stored in the browser. But that's basically the way to do it. Now, most cookies are benign, and they're helping you. And what I'm going to do, I need to put you on hold because we've got to do a break for commercial. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you.
All righty.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Yeah. Hi, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Philip in Virginia, and it took only about 15 seconds to do a search. How do I delete a specific cookie in Chrome? You go to the Chrome browser, you click Settings, you click Advanced, and under Privacy and Security, there's an item called Content Settings. and you can click cookies there, and it will list all the cookies stored in the browser. Not on the website, but in the browser, and you can remove those individually, and I presume there is a similar system for the other browsers as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not looking to delete all of them because I'm, if I'm not mistaken, some of the sites you go to require them to function properly, right?
Yes, they do, and they contain saved information across sessions, and most cookies are good. But again, you might want to think about getting malware bytes, anti-malware, because when it scans your machine, it'll look for cookies that it knows are suspect and selectively remove those. And there is still a free version of Malware Bytes out there, I believe.
Malware Bytes. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Aloha.
Aloha. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. Now, a lot of people bought these smart in-home assistants over the holidays, like Amazon Echo. And the TV ads are always showing how helpful they are. How do you bake a pie? How do you clean a stain? How do you do this? But apparently, according to CNBC, Amazon is in discussions with huge companies that want to promote their products on Echo devices. So it's going to be less helpful and just another advertising conduit. So if you ask Alexa how to remove a stain, Alexa will recommend buying a specific product. And it doesn't look like there's going to be any way for Amazon to identify promoted responses versus honest results from the Alexa servers. I wouldn't have one of those things in my house anyway. Roomba, you've all seen it, little robotic vacuum cleaner. Apparently, they're developing the technology to be able to build a map of your home's Wi-Fi coverage. They can already build a map of your home. But apparently, the new units are sensitive to Wi-Fi, and they can figure out where the Wi-Fi is in your home. Kind of makes you wonder if a map of your home is being sent somewhere as well. Now, Spotify, boy, are they in a lot of trouble. They are being sued for copyright violation for using people's music without compensation, without permission, and that even includes Claire. We got notified by the law firm about this lawsuit. And now on top of it, they've had a major security problem. There's a cracker tool out there that is able to compromise Spotify accounts. Now, this tool was discovered by Collective Lab CEO Ryan Jackson. And we'll talk about it when we come back from station identification.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.